The committee formed under the Supreme Court Practice and Procedure Act, 2023, has made the Office of Acting Chief Justice of Pakistan, CJP, ineffective by adopting a procedure. The committee, led by Chief Justice of Pakistan, CJP, Yahya Afridi, and comprising Justice Syed Mansur Ali Shah and Justice Aminuddin Khan, on May 29 made a new procedure to regulate its business. A notification in this regard has been issued by Supreme Court Registrar Mohammad Salim Khan. The same notification has also been uploaded on the Supreme Court website this week. The notification said the Supreme Court Practice and Procedure Act, 2023, has shifted to the committee the powers of constitution of benches and powers, which were earlier exercised by the CJP. It stated that the Supreme Court Practice and Procedure Act, 2023, is not comprehensive to deal with many eventualities like emergencies and absence of the CJP for being abroad. It is necessary to regulate such voids not covered by the Supreme Court Practice and Procedure Act, 2023. Therefore, in exercise of the powers conferred by subsection 2 of section 2 of the Supreme Court Practice and Procedure Act, 2023, the committee made a procedure to regulate its business. The notification stated that these procedures may be called the Supreme Court Practice and Procedure Committee Procedure 2025, which will come into force at once. Clause 1 of the procedure states that the chairperson, the CJP, shall convene the meeting of the committee as and when necessary, physically or through virtual means, for the purpose of constitution and reconstitution of benches. Clause 2 of procedure states that a minimum 2 members shall form the quorum of a meeting of the committee. Clause 4 says the committee shall constitute and reconstitute benches when required with regular intervals, preferably monthly or on fortnightly basis. Once finalized and issued, no change shall be made, save as provided under these procedures. Any change in the constitution of the committee, including change of the chairperson or a member, shall not invalidate the constitution of benches finalized by the committee, it says. Clause 5 says that whenever the chairperson, the CJP, proceeds abroad or is unavailable to chair the meeting, he may constitute a special committee to deal with matters relating to reconstitution of benches if any of the urgent situations arises, like sudden illness or absence of a judge, death or recusal of a judge. The special committee will be strictly limited to the urgencies and shall be recorded in writing, indicating reasons. Such temporary alteration shall be reported to the committee at its next meeting. Clause 6 says that SC Registrar shall maintain record of all meetings, decisions, and alterations.